Have you ever said to yourself, I'll never trust again? Or maybe even that I fear my ability to trust again is beyond repair. I always said those things after being abused by a narcissist. I didn't see how I could possibly trust again until I started to discover that I didn't have a plan on how to trust someone. And I ask this of my clients all the time, and I would say, how do you trust? And they would say this or that. The way I trusted was someone introduced me to them. And I'd say, hi, nice to meet you. I trust you. That is not the way we do it, right? Trusting is the bedrock for all relationships. And trusting ourselves is most important. We have to have the trust in ourselves that if we have another narcissist in our life, that we are going to have the strength to kick them out before it goes on for 10 years, right? So, my name is Tracy Malone, and today we are going to talk about trusting again. And we're going to talk about my journal that I've designed to help you process. And just like I had no particular plan on how to trust people, we're going to talk about what it takes to recognize your own trust patterns. Because that's the first thing. We don't ever look at it and go, well, again, how do I trust someone? I don't know. And it comes down to when we're looking for this, we look at the criteria and we have to look at what trust breakers are and trust makers. Have a list, organize it, figure it out. What are you looking for in someone so that they are going to actually respect your wishes, right? When you're using a journal to track these things and you are processing, I'll hold it up, trust processing journal. This has, I don't know how many pages of notes and notes and notes that are going to give you different things to evaluate, different lists of things that you want to consider as trust builders. And we're going to take you through some of those things, but I want you to know the most important thing in learning to trust again, as I said, is trusting yourself. Because if you don't trust yourself, you are not going to feel comfortable giving that trust to someone else. Trust is built with thousands of trustworthy moments. It's not given away. It is earned. It is repeatedly earned. And if someone does something that breaks your trust, I'll use this. Does it work? Oh, it does work. Trust maker, trust breaker. And when they sit there and they do something shitty, they start to lose the points. They start to lose your trust. And you want to keep track of that. You do not want to go on again, 5 years, 10 years. Don't waste your life again waiting for someone to start to, you know, really show up when you ask them to. Listen to your intuition. Learn to tap into it. The way we learn to tap into our intuition is by journaling. It is by documenting what's going on and how do I fix this and looking at some of the things. I want to briefly say to you some of the trust factors. I have a really long list. There's probably 70 or 80 things that you could process and ask yourself in the journal and work these things through. But accountability is one thing. We're looking at people who have been with narcissists. They were never accountable, but we trusted them. And then they were not accountable again. And we gave them more trust. And we gave excuses and we gave them forgiveness and we let them keep on being who they were. Do they deliver on their promises and responsibilities? That's accountability. There are a whole lot more to each one of these things. I've just chosen a few so that you can see the girth of what you could be learning in this journal and the processing that you could get for $8.95. So the other category that I have in here is the adulting skills. Now, this is something that, you know, most narcissists, there are some that can be totally responsible. And there are others that have absolutely no skills and they want you to be their mother, right? Are they able to support themselves? A basic thing. Lots of people get involved with people who can't afford them and have less than them. It's okay, I've got enough. But that just means they're going to be a burden to you. You need to understand what the rules are. And depending on where you are in your life, you're 28, it's a different thing than if you're 60 and they don't have a job or a home. Those are things we want to avoid when we are looking for people because they're going to use you for what you have, right? Do they have compassion for others? Do they have self-awareness? Those are good, right? Do they listen to your boundaries and respect them? Do they have their own boundaries? Communicativeness is my next category that I want to discuss. And this is not only that do they talk to you, which in the end, most narcissists don't, but if you think about, do they reduce conflict in healthy ways? Are they open to compromise? These are the things you're looking that build trust. If we don't know what we're looking for, we're going to get shit, and that's not okay. Dependability, right? Again, a narcissist trait, they're never dependable, at least after the first love bombing stage. So are they consistent? Do they have erratic behaviors, anger, anxiety, their instability? You have to look at this stuff and really remember it. Healthy living. And this is not a category that is that they jog or go to the gym every day. This is where, you know, they give you the benefit of the doubt for making assumptions. That means they're not going to attack you. Do they celebrate your friendships with family and friends? Or do they start to try to isolate you by putting down your family? Yeah, they're not that nice. I don't like to go. You can go, but I'm not going to go. And then so before you know it, they've made such a stink that you're never seeing your family again. This is not healthy living. We want to make sure that they stay abreast on your issues and concerns in your life. If you're going and having a really hard time at work and you get home and they don't even ask you about it, that's not okay. That does not build my trust. If I'm going, say, to have an important meeting at work and you don't even ask me about it when I get home, then you don't really care about me. How can I trust someone that doesn't remember that I just had the biggest appointment of my life? Incredibly important, right? Now, let's go into honesty. Narcissists are never honest, and yet we believe the lies in the beginning, certainly, right? So obviously, any lies that you catch them on, any gaslighting that you start to see, any cheating, and look for them to be accountable. They've done something wrong. Are they honest enough to go, oh, I screwed up. I'm really sorry. I'll make amends and I won't do it again. Or do they give you false apologies where they're sitting there saying, you know, I'm sorry, but you made me do it. I'm sorry, but I had the man voice there, but that's kind of what we hear, right? It's not really an apology if there's a but at the end of it. Integrity. Let's just talk about integrity for a second. No, narcissist has integrity. And yet we sit there and we watch these horrific things go down and we don't call them on it, right? Do they say what they mean and they do what they say? Not just sometimes, but all the time, right? This is important. Can they consistently be truthful with you? Do they admit their mistakes? Those are some of the things. Again, this is a really long list when it comes to the integrity thing. Non-judgment. Do they make judgments about your past? Do they pass judgment on your friends and family? Those are things to be looking for, because someone who's going to attack your family or your friends is not going to want them to stay in your life anymore. And we don't want that to happen. Reliability is the next category, and we're just going to talk about one there. Are they always there when they say they will? Do they share in responsibilities, and are they responsive to your needs? Easy. Do they keep your secrets? Do they, you know, if someone is telling secrets about someone else, it's almost like gossiping. They will do that about you. If you look at their past and they start to really rip apart their exes, then they don't have as much integrity, and you have to be careful about that. Are they vulnerable? Can they be vulnerable with you? And can they ask for help? These are just the beginnings of how we learn to trust. Again, you're building trust builders, trust breakers. You are learning all of these different things so that you can start to write and journal exactly what you need to know. I love this book. It's one of my favorite journals because I had to work through this same stuff when I was learning to trust again. And if we go around the moon and we go around the day going, I'll never trust again. This is the big bubble of untrust. What's going to happen? We're going to either trust the wrong people or we don't have the tools. This book gives you the tools to figure out if someone is trustworthy or not trustworthy. This is Tracy Malone. You can find my trust processing journal on my website, Narcissist Abuse Support. There's a whole tab for the 26 targeted healing journals. Or you can just click right over to Amazon and put trust processing journal and you'll find it there. It's a great value because it is a therapy in a book. It gives you the tools to sit there and figure out, is this person trustworthy? What are my deal breakers? If you go out on a date and you don't even know what it is that you're looking for in trust on someone, you're going to settle for less than you deserve. Let's not do that again. Tracy Malone, if you haven't subscribed to my channel, please do visit my website, narcissistabusesupport.com. We have thousands of resources for anyone that is dealing with a narcissist. So I will see you again soon. Thank you.